Unit 29. Recording 38. Exam practice. Listening part 2. You will hear Lindsay Jones, a recent graduate, talking to a group of students about travelling abroad to find work. For questions 1 to 8, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
After months of searching for work since graduating from university last summer, I've decided to move to New Zealand and leave Britain's jobless economy behind me. Online statistics have shown that I'm not the only one. 10,000 or so people leave Britain annually for New Zealand, plus many more head to Australia or Canada, as well as less traditional destinations for emigrants, such as Germany and Singapore. Despite being a graduate with a good degree from a highly respected university, the only available jobs that I could have applied for in Britain were general low-level jobs, ones where experience wasn't an issue and which definitely weren't suitable for a graduate. That being the case, I decided that if I was going to have to work in a shop or as a hotel receptionist, I might as well do it in a different country and as part of a new experience. That's why I'm heading to New Zealand next month, equipped with a working holiday visa, though I'm hoping that it won't take me too long to find a proper job. Few of my old university friends have had much luck finding work at home either, and I can only think of one person who has actually got what I would call a real graduate-level job. I'm really hoping that working in a country with a stronger economy will give graduates like me new life skills and experiences that may help us land a better job when we return to the UK. I guess a lucky few might also find well-paid graduate jobs in their chosen country, but I know that I can't count on that. Last year, an older friend of mine arrived in New Zealand with what she thought was plenty of money in case she didn't find work. But accommodation costs and food are both higher than in Britain, and jobs are not easy to find. She has already returned home and warned me against being over-optimistic about finding work. But anything's better than sitting around waiting for a job to appear out of nowhere, so I'm determined to give it a go and not to let her put me off. I've made my own arrangements and I'm heading out alone. I could have asked travel agencies who offer services for young travellers and students like me to help me put together a visa, set up a bank account, as well as find accommodation for me in New Zealand. Another friend of mine called Lucy, who's a couple of years older than me, has spent a whole year in Australia, and her stay was partly organised by a travel company. She started off in Sydney and worked in a restaurant as a waitress for a few months, which gave her the chance to see the city through the eyes of a local resident. Later, she moved to Melbourne, where she worked in a bar, before moving on to a clothes shop in Brisbane. She really loved feeling part of a community rather than being just another young British student passing through. The experience has really boosted her confidence, and she's hoping that this will be enough to make her stand out when she competes for jobs with thousands of other graduates when she returns home. Only time will tell if this strategy pays off, but I'd recommend anyone to try this route if they find themselves in a similar situation. I, for one, am determined to make the most of this opportunity.
Now listen to part 2 again.